This is the Talk Show America Show.
And welcome one and all to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen, folks. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. It's Thursday, folks, March 31st of 2011. And again, a plethora of things to bring you today that have been going on, especially in regards to Libya, which has basically seemed to have taken the Japanese off the front page with their disaster and their nuclear concerns going on over in that country right now. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, because at least we're not getting the hype that we used to get about the nuclear radiation and things of this nature. But we'll see what happens there. That'll remain to be seen how long this keeps it off the front page. But just a lot going on with the Libyan situation, folks, and just recently announcing Fox News announcing that the Obama administration has authorized secret operations into Libya. Now, again, what happened, folks, to the establishing a no-fly zone? This is a humanitarian effort. I don't have a problem with taking out Muammar Gaddafi. I don't. But we're getting lied to left and right here, not only by obviously the president, of the United States, but also by the UN as well. Because the bottom line is, folks, we have gone beyond the no-fly zone establishment, which was what we were told was going to be happening when this started. Was just to establish a no-fly zone. They talked about it in the UN Security Council. They talked about doing that. We've gone beyond the no-fly zone, folks, establishment. We've knocked out what little was left of Gaddafi's Air Force. And if there's anything left at all, it's not flying. So that has established the no-fly zone. Shortly after we did that, though, folks, now we were attacking Gaddafi's advancing military. They were advancing on the rebels who were now fleeing, where it was the opposite the week before. And we were taking out Gaddafi's mechanized military. This was not part of what was supposed to happen with the no-fly zone. It's just not, folks, because those are ground forces, ground mechanized machinery, tanks, personnel carriers, things of that nature, not aircraft. So unless I know nothing about a new type of tank Libya has that can fly, we weren't supposed to be getting involved, but we did. So we went beyond what was originally stated, as far as the no-fly zone goes. The administration going back and forth whether or not Gaddafi should be removed. He should be removed. No, that's not the plan. We're not there for regime change. That's exactly the words of President Obama. We're not there for a regime change. Well, folks, what do you think we're there for then? Aren't the rebels going to be part of regime change? And we're supporting them. Let's face it, we've gone beyond the no-fly zone. So even if you wanted to use the no-fly zone as an excuse for the humanitarian effort, we've gone beyond that. And now, and we're still doing it. We're attacking Gaddafi's military if they are, begin to advance on the rebels. So why don't we just say what we're supposed to say, folks, and get it done, that it's an action to take out Muammar Gaddafi from power. Last week I told you, folks, that I supported taking out Muammar Gaddafi from power, and I still do, but I have a lot of concerns. Last week I had some concern. This week I have a whole bunch of concerns because, we're getting more and more information about who these rebels are, who they represent. You've got talk of the Muslim Brotherhood involved in this. You've got talk about Al-Qaeda involved in this. And if those two factions are involved in this, folks, nothing good can come of this. Nothing good can come of this, and not that I'm saying that Gaddafi was a good thing to have. But the bottom line is, First of all, I love the old saying, and many of you will relate to this, better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Many, many times. At least we knew where to control them. And by the way, Gaddafi was no fan of al-Qaeda by any stretch of the imagination, which was good. Not that, again, you know, he's not a dictator and a ruthless dictator, but what we may get out of this, you know, we may not like that either. So we're going to have to be careful. And with all this other, with all the things that the Syrians now acting up and them demanding freedom, you know, it just looks to me like a domino effect going on in the Middle East. And listen, look what happened to Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood is now getting involved in the government in Egypt, and you knew that was coming, folks. You knew that was coming. They're starting to issue fatwas and things of that nature that you can't do this and you're not able to do that. Folks, you knew this was coming. And that's starting to show up now. As I told you in a few shows ago, they're not going to institute everything right away because then people will say, well, look, see, that's what they were doing. They're going to a little bit at a time, a little step, baby steps, folks. They're patient people. They will wait. They're going to just going to initiate changes a little at a time. People are going, oh, well, it's only a little thing. Oh, well, it's only a little thing. Oh, well, it's only a little thing. With all those little things, folks, will start to add up to big problems for that region in Egypt. There's no doubt in my mind if these rebels take over in Libya, we're probably going to see something similar to that going on, little by little, slowly but surely. Sharia law, creeping in. It would not surprise me whatsoever. And so I am concerned about that. There's no doubt about it. I have a big concern over whether or not that's what's going to happen. But if, as I said last week, and I'll stand by what I said, if we're going to involve U.S. military personnel in this venture, then it should be for the removal of Muammar Gaddafi. Because otherwise, why are we even bothering, folks? If we're just, it's this humanitarian BS that's being floated, and that's what it is. If we're just there to supply humanitarian support, then why are we taking out Muammar Gaddafi's, advancing military forces? The bottom line is, folks, this is the way I look at it. If it's humanitarian, it's humanitarian for both sides, not just one side. And you got to wonder about this, and it's amazing that and now, like I said yesterday, this news came out that we're now putting spec ops. Listen, folks, we're putting CIA operatives or whatever in on the ground there, spec ops people. No, it's this isn't surprising by any stretch of the imagination. The problem is that this is what's been going on all the time, excuse me, and this was the plan all along. There's no doubt in my mind. This just didn't happen overnight. Well, we're going to make this decision now. We knew it was going to happen. We just had to, the president had to find an opportune time to kind of leak it out. Although it's funny that it got leaked out. I mean, you'd think that there would be, of course, this administration, I don't think it's very secure, unfortunately, with its information. But it's amazing. We've gone from, it's a humanitarian mission. We're not there for regime change. Yes, we are, folks, because the rebels overtaking and overthrowing Muammar Gaddafi would be regime change. I mean, this is just so whether or not we're technically changing the regime or we're arming, and there's talk about that, too. I meant to bring that up. Now I let the cat out of the bag, so let's bring it up now. Now we're talking about the possibility of arming the rebels as well. Big mistake, Mr. President. Big mistake. I have no problem supporting. I have no problem supporting the mission of removing Saddam Hussein. I keep saying that, Muammar Gaddafi. But, folks, I am not going to support arming these rebels. We don't know who they are. We don't know what they're going to do once they're done. We don't know that they're not going to slaughter a whole bunch of people that were supporting Gaddafi. So what humanitarian effort would we be possibly supporting if that happens? And then we're arming them? We made this mistake in Afghanistan, folks. back during the Reagan administration. Listen, I mean, it was a noble thing to do, and at the time we thought it was a noble project. We armed the Afghan rebels against the Soviet Union. We armed them with rocket, portable rocket launchers, shoulder-fired missiles, basically, and RPGs, so they could take out the air and the mechanized military of the Soviet Union. Which turned around that of Afghanistan, and basically they drove the Soviets out of Afghanistan. Number one, Reagan bankrupted them basically, because it gave the Mojahedin, the Afghan freedom fighters at the time, the weapons to be able to deal with that type of technology. It's Afghanistan's a tough place to fight anyway, and for anyone, and then but the air power was largely what was keeping the Soviets in the game. Once the freedom fighters were able to knock out the air power, they were able to control start to control the military and drive them out. We've been down this road, folks. It was a mistake. Certainly, we didn't arm them intentionally to because we knew this was going to happen later. But it's a lesson that we need to learn. We don't know who these so-called freedom fighters, these rebels, are in Libya. We don't. I'm telling you right now, all the indications, and you know it, you've heard it yourself, folks, all the indications are that they have Al-Qaeda links and links to the Muslim Brotherhood. I do not think that we should be arming this group. I'm sorry. They can grab what arms they capture from Gaddafi and keep on going, as far as I'm concerned. Arming them is, I don't have any problem with supplying them with food if they need it, medical supplies if they need it, that's fine. But arming them? No. That's where I draw the line. We cannot afford to arm another group with shoulder-fired missiles, RPGs, and all types of sophisticated weaponry and things of this nature so they can fight against Gaddafi, and once they overthrow him, the next thing you'll know, they'll be using those weapons on us in the Middle East against our aircraft, against our mechanized army that we have in the area. No, it's just not a good idea, folks. I'm sorry, but it's not, and we should not get involved in doing that. So I hope we don't arm them, and we have to protest that. We have to tell Mr. President, this is where we draw the line. We'll support you on taking out Muammar Gaddafi. We'll support you on the so-called humanitarian mission, folks. But there's two things. First of all, even these operatives going in, I mean, there's little we're going to do to stop it. But we shouldn't even support that. But because we're not supposed to have boots on the ground there, remember? No boots on the ground. Well, at least, but don't tell anybody, but it's a secret that we're going to really put them in. I mean, folks, come on, If George Bush was doing any of this, people would be calling for him to be taken to The Hague for war crimes. The hypocrisy here is just unbelievable with the left. I mean, there are some factions of the left, I do have to say, that are protesting. This is no doubt about it, and you have to at least give them credit for being consistent. But, most of the left is supporting this idea of, hey, this is okay because it's Obama's war now and not George Bush's. I mean, listen, I said, I'll support taking out Gaddafi. If we're not going to do that, why are we wasting our time? Why are we wasting our money? Those aircraft that get shot out of the sky and we lost one, they're not peanuts to make. They cost a lot of money. Plus the lives that are involved in the possibility. Thank God we didn't lose anyone, but it was certainly a possibility that we could have. Either by the crash itself or the fact that they would get captured, by the enemy, and possibly tortured or killed. I mean, that's just, thank God that didn't happen, but we have to, the potential is still there. We're not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. If we're going to involve our people, let's get the job done. I mean, first we say that it's not our intention to kill Gaddafi because when his compound got bombed, we tripped over ourselves to make sure that everyone knew it wasn't us, or at least that we wouldn't get blamed. And then we're talking about putting in spec ops folks to people in on the ground. What's their mission if we're putting in secret people on the ground? Their mission is probably to kill Gaddafi or to remove him. There's no doubt in my mind about that, folks. And again, that's fine and dandy, except that we're getting, you know, the president's looking at and saying, this isn't going on. I don't authorize ground troops. And then on the other side, there's a secret thing going on. I don't know. To me, it's like they leaked out this information because, you know, a lot of people are saying that Obama is weak and he's not, he's not carrying this out well. And so let's leak out that we're going to secretly put some, and then people go, wow, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm sorry, folks, but it's obviously not too secret if Fox News has already reported it. I mean, it's amazing indeed that's even going on right now. But it was a secret support for Libyan rebels, folks, and he signed a secret order, according to Reuters, authorizing covert U.S. support for the rebel forces seeking to oust Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Now, the problem I have, folks, again, is this. Secret support for rebel forces. It was never our mission, to support the rebels. Now we're taking a side on top of it. So how does this turn out to be a humanitarian effort? It's just amazing, folks. According to Reuters, such findings are a principal form of presidential directive used to what he's going to sign is an order known as a presidential finding within the last 2 or 3 weeks, according to 4 U.S. government sources. Such findings are a principal form of presidential directive used to authorize secret operations by the CIA. The CIA and the White House, of course, declined comments. Well, of course. It's supposed to be secret. this just gets crazier by the day, folks. I'm sorry, but it just does. The CIA and the White House have declined comment. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but because I suppose in some ways it's not funny, but it is. It's comical because it's... who's running this show? I mean, it's just unbelievable. All right, folks, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes here on the Talk Show America show. So don't go away. There's a return in a moment.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with all our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
At all plans available.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Medicare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medicare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking, pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medicare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
Eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of His terrible swift sword. His truth is a marching on.
Glory. Ladies and gentlemen, and a lot of people think that that's, you know, very true right now. A lot of people think these are the end times, you know, because of some of the things that are obviously going on in the Middle East, along with, you know, the disasters that are happening, earthquakes and tsunamis. And it certainly lends credence to one to think that, you know, that might be true. So I don't know what to tell you there, but just amazing what's going on. Anyway, let's get back to this, this folks, and the fact that the president has now authorized by an order known as the presidential finding, folks, secret support for the rebels. And again, you know, secret support's going to mean, folks, arming them, boots on the ground. This is just crazy. I do not support. I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. And people can say, well, you know, Jay, if you want to take them out, this is what you got to do. You know what, folks? We're gonna. It's not gonna work that way. It really isn't. It's just gonna get us mired in another mess, in my opinion. And especially if the rebels get in, do we even know who they are? The news surfaced, folks, the president and other U.S. allies spoke openly about the possibility of sending arms and supplies to the opponents who are fighting better equipped government forces. Again, folks, if we're just there for a humanitarian effort, if we're just there, you know, to make sure that you know, Gaddafi doesn't murder everyone, then we shouldn't be doing this. I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you right now, what we're doing is taking sides here. We're deciding that we're going to side on the side of the rebels and help them defeat Muammar Gaddafi. Now, yeah, I mean, that gets the mission done of getting him out of there, but we don't know who they are, and that's the problem I have. You know, I wouldn't even have a problem if they killed, but the bottom line is now, you know, you're talking, you know, we heard Obama and several government officials on the Obama administration talking about this is not regime change. You know, we're not there for regime change on down the line. Yet, folks, that appears to be exactly what this is regime change, because we're supporting the rebels. We went beyond the no-fly zone, which was supposed to be the original mission, but that's why no one knows what the mission is anymore. You know, we have Barack Obama telling you that, you know, he's handing everything over to NATO. You have NATO saying, hey, wait a minute, we're holding up here for a minute because we don't know what's going on. Nobody seems to know what's going on. And now we have the president signing the presidential finding, an order, basically authorizing the use of secret operations by the CIA to support the rebels. That's going to mean arming them. That's going to mean training them. This is, you know, that's going to mean boots on the ground. This is just ridiculous. And also, there's some, I guess, some 2,200 Marines that have been sent from Camp Lejeune to that area. You know, they're down there off the coast. They're going to be off the coast of Tripoli there. Just wait. What are they? I mean, I don't know, folks. You know, any way you slice it, it's basically that we're getting involved in this civil war. You know, again, taking out Muammar Gaddafi, that's fine. Let's take him out. You know, if that's what we're going to do. If we're going to do anything with special ops or CIA, go in and assassinate him and get it over with. And then the opposition can just roll right in, you know, basically, and that'll be it. but us supporting them by giving them, surface-to-air missiles, portable surface-to-air missiles, Stingers and RPGs and technology and things. No. We can't do this, folks. We did this in Afghanistan. And again, I don't fight Ronald Reagan. I fault Ronald Reagan. I love Ronald Reagan. You know, everyone knows that. My mentor when he was alive. But we made a big mistake there. We did, because we armed the people who later on used those arms against us and then used plans, they're still doing it today, Al-Qaeda, basically. Bin Laden was leading the freedom fighters in Afghanistan, folks. That's who we armed. Now, at the time, it was a noble thing, and it actually, and what do we get thanks for out of it? We get thanks for out of it later on, some 20-something years later. They're blowing up our buildings and killing our people. No, we can't do this, and we as a people should not support this. I'm not supporting arming these rebels. I want Gaddafi out of there, but not at the expense of arming some unknown element, and that's these rebels. The big, large Al-Qaeda influence and, Muslim Brotherhood influence and who knows what else or who else. Too many unknowns. We cannot make that mistake again, folks, and I'm sorry. I want him out of there. I'd love to see Gaddafi out of there. But what expense? Who are these people? Let them go in and take them out. If that's what they do, we can only say, hey, what do you want us to do? Now we're helping them. I mean, we've been helping them all along. I mean, and I know that, folks, but you know what? And now we're told, no, there's not going to be boots on the ground. This is a civil war. This isn't about regime change. And we're doing everything that you do to effect regime change. Obama is lying to us all the way down the line. He says one thing, he does another. And I think part of the problem, folks, and I really do think this, is that because he's being seen as weak, he now doesn't know what else to do. So he's trying to make it look like he knows what he's doing. We're not doing this, but really we are. Don't tell anybody though. Folks, the bottom line is this: we don't belong arming the rebels. Let them fight their own battle there. We've cleared the way for them. We've taken out the air power. But now it's something else. I mean, every time you turn around, I guess the other day, they were starting to get overrun again. They tried to take over an oil port, and they got overrun by Gaddafi's forces and chased back. And they're yelling, where is Sarkozy? This is what I mean, folks. We're not there to fight your battles, people. Okay, we helped out by taking out his air power. We even helped out by taking out a lot of his mechanized army, tanks and personnel carriers and everything else. And still, they want more. It's not going to be enough for these people. Where's Sarkozy? A no-fly zone means just that, folks, that no military aircraft are going to be able to fly missions against the rebel forces or against anyone supporting the rebel forces. That's what it was supposed to be about, not where it is today. We're not there for regime change. Bending over backwards when Gaddafi's compound got bombed. Oh, we didn't have anything to do with that. Wasn't us. Not me. The not me ghost, folks. Remember when I said last week, the not me ghost on Family Circus used to be the kid would write on the wall or something, and the mother would ask, who wrote on the wall? And it's not me is standing. It was not me. And then there's a little ghost behind the kid that says, not me on the shirt. it used to be funny, but we're talking about reality here now, folks. We bent over backwards to deny that we had anything to do with bombing his compound, and now we got information coming out that hey, we got special secret forces going in, and they're going to arm the rebels, and they're going to train the rebels, and we go from one aspect of the thing to another. Again, there's just so much chaos with this thing. No one seems to know what direction it's going in. The administration, no, we're not there for regime change. We got this secret presidential finding. it's unbelievable, folks. It really is. And I don't know. I don't know where we're going to go from here, but that's the latest news, folks. Now there's been you know, some secret operation authorized by the president to go in and assist these rebel forces. And in my opinion, big mistake, folks, big mistake, especially knowing what we know today. And we're going to talk about that a little bit when I get back from the break. Knowing what we know about them, and we don't, there's a lot of things we don't know about them, but knowing what we do know is enough to scare me away from wanting to support these people at all. Because we really don't know who they are, except for the tidbits of information we're getting. And I think we should know who they are clearly before we arm anybody. All right, we're going to be right back, folks, after these messages here on the Talk Show America Show. So don't go away, because we'll return in a moment.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey folks, JR here from Talk Show America. Print up free discount coupons that can be redeemed at your local store. And check out some great talk shows at the same time at PhoenixBroadcastingTalk.net.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Hi, folks. This is the captain, and you're listening to JR on Talk Show America.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
So here's to all the soldiers fighting for you and me. Because you wear that uniform, America is free.
There is a flag flying so proud, the red, white, and blue, and I can live my life in peace, thanks to you.
So here's to all the soldiers who fight for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free. Because you keep us safe from harm, America is free.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
Yes, you are, folks, and welcome back to the show. We want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. And, of course, we appreciate our brave men and women who fight for our freedoms every single day across the globe, folks. Please remember them in your thoughts, and please remember them in your prayers, and please remember to go to americasupportyou.mil, where you can send a note to the troops. You don't have to know a soldier or any soldier. You just send them to all the soldiers, any soldier. Thank you for your bravery and your courage. Thank you for fighting for our freedoms. We will not forget you, and they need to know that at this point in time, folks. Even though we're embroiled in this Libyan conflict to some extent, which obviously our brave men and women are involved in as well, on the ships that are over there, aircraft carriers and such, and flying the missions. Bottom line is, folks, that they read these. And they know, and they'll know that you're remembering them. I mean, with all the other turmoil that's been going on, around the globe, it's easy to forget about our brave men and women who are still serving in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya right now. Well, not in Libya, but in the just off the coast of Libya, in the aircraft. Carriers and things of that nature, plus around the globe, folks, where many of our troops are stationed, to go in a moment's notice on things of this nature. We appreciate their service. So just give them some thoughts today, and it doesn't cost you a dime, folks, to go to americasupportyou.mil and do that. It's free. There are other ways you can do things if you want to, sponsor care packages, things of that nature. There are things up there. There are links up there where you can go to different sites and do that. That's entirely up to you. But to send a note to one of the brave men and women, or all of them in the military, costs you nothing on americasupportyou.mil. Okay. All right. So let's get back to what we were talking about. I don't know, folks. Every time I read this, it's like it's unbelievable. Just unreal. People familiar with U.S. intelligence procedures said that the presidential covert action findings are normally crafted to provide broad authorization for a range of potential U.S. government actions to support a particular covert objective. In order for specific operations to be carried out under this provision, folks, of such a broad authorization, for example, the delivery of cash or weapons to the rebels, the White House also would have to give additional permission allowing such activities to proceed. So, in other words, it gets the president's blessing. Well, it does anyway because he's signing it. But, again, somebody puts a comment here, which I agree with 100% wholeheartedly. Then they can use them on United States military when they magically turn back into terrorists. Yeah, I agree, folks. I agree. There's no doubt about in my mind that this is exactly what we're talking about. We've got to remember, we don't even know who we're arming. We should not quickly forget the aid we gave to the rebels in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union and how quick they turned that stuff around, and then they killed people in this country, including obviously U.S. military personnel in different places around the world, Tanzania, the coal, all around. So. I agree we should not be quick to arm these people. We need to know who we're arming, and in my opinion, we just don't right now. So we shouldn't even bother arming them at all. We've done what we can. We've taken out their, a large portion of Gaddafi's air force, so he's not able to fly. And in my opinion, that's what I thought the no-fly thing was supposed to do. But instead, folks, it has not. We've gone beyond that. Right after that, we were attacking, mechanized, infantry forces and everything moving in. I didn't think that was part of the mission, but we did that, and they're still looking for more. Now they're looking for support weapons. No, that's where we have to draw the line, folks. And I'll say this one more time: I do not support, arming these people. I don't. Sorry, but I don't. They either get it done with what they have, steal what you can from Gaddafi when you overrun his forces, or don't bother. You know, we're with all of this. You know, the admission that basically Al Qaeda is involved with this group, and so is the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, this is not a good idea. It's just unbelievable, folks. It's a motley crew collection of Libyan rebels ranging from former regime thugs, folks, that worked with Gaddafi, to Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. This is hardly who we want to be supporting, really. Just unbelievable. I don't know. It's we can't support them. That's all I have to say. You know, we know that... it's certainly a possibility that we may, you know, be actually fighting for Al Qaeda, and the NATO commander admits it. Oh, you know, I mean, it's a possibility. He's not saying that they are, but he's saying certainly a possibility. I don't know. We just cannot continue to support these rebels. We've done the no-fly zone. We tried to take out Gaddafi. It didn't work. You know what? We have to let them do it, and that's just the way it is. I just don't see any point in us going any further than we've gone now that we've taken this, this action. I mean, we have to wait now and see where they go, and if they do well, great. If they don't, I don't know what to say. You know, I mean, really. So we're going to have to stand back and let these people do what they need to do. And I'm you know what I was looking for a it just disappeared on me, folks. Hang on a second. I'm trying to get this thing up on the machine here so I can have my notes here. So no one was talking about. Now, the AP folks actually did a fact check on the president's speech to the nation the other night in regards to where he tries to justify the action we're taking in Libya. So let's take a look at this for a minute. There may be less than meets the eye to the president's statements Monday night that NATO is taking over from the United States in Libya and that the United States' action is limited to defending people under attack there by Muammar Gaddafi's forces. Again, now we've gone to limited to defending people under attack by Muammar Gaddafi's forces, meaning the rebels. In transferring command and control to NATO, the United States is turning the reins over to an organization dominated by us, of course, both military and politically. John Bolton said it best the other night, folks, when Greta Van Susteren was interviewing him, and when he said basically, turning it over to NATO is basically turning it over to us. It really, it's true. Turning over these forces to NATO is basically turning it over to ourselves. That's what some people, I guess, don't understand. In essence, folks, the United States runs the show in NATO, and basically we're running the show that we're taking over. that we're supposed to be handing it to, let's put it that way. So the United States runs a show that is taking over running the show. So it's really all we're doing, I think he said it best and more eloquently, we're taking it from the right hand and putting it to the left hand. Folks, the rapid advance of rebels in recent days, although that's starting to dissipate now, suggests that they're not merely benefiting from military aid in a defensive crouch, but rather that they're using the multinational force in some fashion coordinated not to advance an offense. Absolutely, folks. And this is where, the problem lies. And this is the AP saying these things, folks. it's comical. It really is. When you think about it, John Bolton said it best. You're taking it from the right hand, put it into the left. We run the show in NATO. And basically, this is what we're doing now. We're authorized. We're handing over the show to NATO, which we run. And just unbelievable. Now here's a look at some of Obama's assertions in the address to the nation on Monday and how they actually compare with the actual facts. President Obama said our most effective alliance, NATO, has taken command of the enforcement of the arms embargo and the no-fly zone. And notice, folks, we haven't talked about the offensive against Gaddafi's forces, because basically that's what we're doing. It's an arms embargo and a no-fly zone, folks. Going forward, the lead in enforcing the no-fly zone and protecting civilians on the ground will transition to our allies and partners. And I am fully confident that our coalition will keep the pressure on Gaddafi's remaining forces. In that effort, the United States will play a supporting role, unquote. That was the president. Here's the facts, folks. As by far the preeminent player in NATO and a nation historically reluctant to put its forces under operational foreign command, so says the AP here, the United States will not be taking a backseat in the campaign, even if as its profile diminishes for public consumption. Yeah, basically, we run it. NATO partners are bringing more into the fight. But the same unique capabilities that made the United States the inevitable leader out of the gate will continue to be in demand. They include attack aircraft, refueling tankers that can keep aircraft airborne for lengthy periods of time, surveillance surveillance aircraft to detect when Libyans even try to get a plane airborne, which is basically what the no-fly zone was supposed to do. And then, as the president said, planes loaded with electronic gear that can gather intelligence or jam enemy communications and radars. The United States supplies about 22% of NATO's budget. John Bolton said 25%, so there's a little bit of a discrepancy, but nothing big. Almost as much as the next largest contributor, which is Britain and France, combined. A Canadian three-star general was selected to be in charge of all NATO operations in Libya. His boss, the commander of NATO's Allied Joint Force Command, Naples, is an American admiral. And the admiral's boss is the supreme Allied commander in Europe. Guess what, folks? Also held by an American. So, folks, you know, John Bolton's right. We've just taken it from one hand and put it into the other. It's just amazing indeed. It's basically a joke. You know, handing over to NATO, and on top of it all, NATO's like, hey, wait a minute, we may not want to be able to do this. So it's amazing. Now, Obama said, folks, quote, our military mission is narrowly focused on saving lives. But here are the facts, folks, according to the AP. Even as the U.S. steps back as the nominal leader, reduces some assets, and fires a declining number of cruise missiles, the scope of the mission appears to be expanding, and the end game remains unclear. Well, I think the end game is to take Gaddafi out, folks. There's no doubt about my mind about that. But regardless, it's not being said. That's true. Despite insistence that the operation is only to protect civilians, the airstrikes now are undeniably helping the rebels to advance. U.S. officials acknowledge that the effect of air attacks on Gaddafi's forces and on the supply and communication links that support them is useful, if not crucial, to the rebels. Absolutely, folks. Clearly, they're achieving a benefit from the actions that we're taking, said Navy Vice Admiral William Gortney, a staff director from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Monday. At least we're getting someone that's telling the truth for a change. I'm actually surprised the AP is even reporting this. The Pentagon has been turning to air power of a kind more useful than high-flying bombers in engaging Libyan ground forces. So far, these have included low-flying Air Force AC-130 attack aircraft, folks, and the A-10 attack aircraft, which is for tanks. And the Pentagon is considering adding armed drones and helicopters. This, folks, after the no-fly zone has been established, and basically Gaddafi's Air Force is decimated, it can't even fly. This is what I'm saying. Now, if you're using AC-130 gunships, folks, they fly low and slow, and basically take out personnel. That's what they're made to do. Take out people on the ground. And they can take out, tanks and things, too. Some of them are armed with rockets and things. But the A-10, obviously, is exactly designed for that, to take out any mechanized machinery in the field, that may be a threat to the opposing forces. Obama said, we continue to pursue the broader goal of a Libya that belongs not to a dictator but to its people, but spoke of achieving that through diplomacy and political pressure, not force of U.S. arms. Folks, but we're doing the complete opposite. It's really just amazing. All right, we're going to take a break, folks, and we'll be right back in a moment here on the Talk Show America show.
Hey folks, JR here from Talk Show America. Don't forget to listen to my good friend, Captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America radio program, heard right here on Net Talk World Radio, the home of quality talk shows.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And welcome back to the Talk Show America show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. And we're going to go on, and because we only got a few more minutes here, and we're going to go on with this some of the parts of this AP article, which just I found very interesting, considering that normally they would support the president. Obama says, and tonight I can report, this was on Monday, that we have stopped Gaddafi's deadly advance. These are the facts, folks. According to the AP, the week-long international barrage has disabled Libya's air defenses, communications networks, and supply chains. But Gaddafi's ground forces remain a potent threat to the rebels and civilians, according to U.S. military officials. Absolutely, and they proved that, folks. Army General Carter Ham, Talk American officer overseeing the mission, told the New York Times on Monday that the regime still overmatches opposition forces militarily. The regime possesses the capability to roll them back very quickly. Coalition air power is the major reason that that has not happened. Only a small number of Gaddafi's troops have defected to the opposition, according to Ham. At the Pentagon, Vice Admiral William Gortney, Staff Director for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that rebels are not well organized. It is not a very robust organization, he said, so any gain that they make is tenuous based on that. And it's true, folks. They're a bunch of ragtags and al-Qaeda. Obama said some nations may be able to turn a blind eye to atrocities in other countries. The United States of America is different. And as president, I refuse to wait for the images of slaughter and mass graves before taking action. Unquote. AP says these are the facts. Mass violence against civilians has also been escalating elsewhere without any U.S. military intervention anticipated. Thank God. More than 1 million people have fled the Ivory Coast, where the UN says forces loyal to the incumbent leader, Laurent Gbagbo, have used heavy weapons against the population, and more than 460 killings have been confirmed of supporters of the internationally recognized president, Ouattara. The Obama administration says Gbagbo and Gaddafi have both lost their legitimacy to rule, but only one is under attack from the United States. Presidents typically pick their fights according to the crisis and circumstances at hand. There's no doubt about that, folks. But not any consistent doctrine about where to use force in one place and or another. They have been criticized for doing so. by Obama himself. In other words, President Bush, folks. In his pre-presidential book, The Audacity of Hope, Obama said the U.S. will lack international legitimacy if it intervenes militarily, quote, without a well-articulated strategy that the public supports and the world understands. And that hasn't happened here, folks. He questioned, why invade Iraq and North Korea or Burma? Why intervene in Bosnia, he questioned, why invade Iraq and not North Korea or Burma? Why intervene in Bosnia and not Darfur? Now, folks, such questions are coming at him. And legitimate questions. And you have people who are all bent out of shape because we're not supporting the president on this issue. And, oh, you know, well, folks, they were attacking George W. Bush at every end. And we were attacked by al-Qaeda. And certainly Saddam Hussein was a threat to the United States, continental United States, but certainly a threat to the Middle East and wherever United States forces were stationed there, no doubt about it. And it eventually would have become a threat to the United States as well, no doubt about that whatsoever either. So there's where we sit. Okay, folks, that's all the time I have for today here on the Talk Show America Show. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. Have a great day. Stay safe.